Detectives.
I'm Esther.
And I'm Annika.
We love investigating cool facts about cool stuff.
And we do this by speaking to the experts.
Smart grown-ups who know all the cool facts about everything.
Today we're exploring something bouncy and floaty.
That doesn't last very long.
If you're listening at home, try and guess what today's topic is.
Are you talking about bubbles, fact detectives?
Yes. Hi, May.
Hi.
May works at ScienceWorks on exhibitions like Air Playground.
I do. I love creating fun and educational exhibits where people can play to understand how things work.
Awesome!
In Air Playground, you can experience how air moves things around by standing in front of a mega fan and feeling huge gusts of wind through your hair.
I want to do that!
Or you can move bubble-like balls around with big jets of air.
That sounds fun! Tell us all about bubbles.
All right, let's get started.
Fact one!
What are bubbles and how are they formed?
Let me ask you a question. Have you ever had a bubble bath?
Yes.
And what was in the bath?
The bubble bath mix.
And water.
Exactly. If you try and blow bubbles in just plain water with a straw, the gurgling sounds kind of fun, but the bubbles pop quickly because of water's surface tension.
What's that?
Well, have you ever seen a bug walk across the surface of the water? It can stride across and not sink down because the water molecules like to stick close together. And this is called surface tension. If you add a tiny bit of soap, or a lot if you're having a bubble bath, the soap reduces the surface tension and helps to make the water stretchy. This means that the soapy water can now stretch around the air and form a bubble. And that's all a bubble is. A thin film of soap and water wrapped around some air.
Cool!
Once you've got your bubble solution, you just need a bubble wand. If you don't have one, you can use a straw or a plastic funnel, a pipe cleaner, or you could even cut the bottom out of a plastic cup.
Nice!
Why are bubbles round?
Oh, that's a good question. Have you ever noticed that sometimes if you're blowing a bubble, it will be all stretchy and funny looking, but once it flicks into the air, it becomes round?
Yeah, why is that?
Well, even though the soap makes the water stretchier, there's still some surface tension. This pulls the soap film into the smallest possible surface area around the air. This is a sphere or a ball shape where the air inside pushes on the soap film at the same pressure in all directions, and the soap film is evenly stretched all around. Imagine if you had a pointy-shaped bubble. The bubble film would get too thin at the corners and pop easily.
A bubble with corners would be pretty cool.
It would. And did you know that there are some very creative people called bubbleologists who can work with bubble magic to make these?
Hang on a sec. Did you say bubbleologist?
Yep. A bubbleologist is an expert in bubbles.
Seriously?
Uh-huh. And they do take their jobs very seriously. Some have managed to make bubble wands in the shape of cubes or even dodecahedrons. That's a shape with 12 sides.
Whoa!
And by very carefully dipping the wand in the bubble mix, they can make a cube or a dodecahedron-shaped bubble inside the wand. However, it only lasts in the wand. If you try to get the cube-shaped bubble out of the wand, the surface tension of the soap film just pulls it back into a sphere shape again.
Oh!
Bubbleologists are like skilled magicians who work with bubbles. The magic is in their deep understanding of bubble science. They can make bubbles in all sorts of shapes and sizes, from tiny bubbles to ginormous bubbles, fog-filled bubbles, or even fluorescent bubbles.
Awesome! Fact two!
Why are bubbles rainbow colours?
This answer has something to do with light. Esther and Annika, what do water, soap, and air have in common?
They're all see-through.
Exactly. And because of this, light waves enter the bubble from lots of different directions. These light waves then bounce or reflect off both the outside and the inside surfaces of the bubble. Remember, white light is made up of a rainbow of colours.
Oh yeah, you talked about that in the light episode.
I did. So, colourful light waves bounce off the inside and outside surfaces of the bubble film. They collide and interfere with each other, cancelling out some colours and reinforcing others. And that's what gives bubbles their shiny, iridescent rainbow colours. One cool thing is that the colours in bubbles are constantly changing because bubbles reflect what's around them, like grass or people or the sky. And the bubble film gets thinner in places. You can tell if a bubble is about to pop because where the bubble film is very thin, it doesn't reflect any light and it looks dark.
Why do bubbles fly?
Oh, technically they don't actually fly. They float. A bubble is very, very light. And if blown outside, it can be picked up by a breeze to float away just like a dandelion seed or a leaf.
Why do bubbles pop?
Well, do you mean besides cheeky kids popping a bubble on purpose?
Yes.
Well, you might have noticed that even if a bubble floats away, it probably won't last too long and will pop all by itself. This is because water in the bubble film dries out or evaporates, and this causes the outer layer of the bubble to become too thin to maintain the surface tension. Remember, the surface tension means the surface becomes kind of stretchy. Evaporation is when liquid turns into a gas. So when the water heats up, it turns into water vapour. Here's something to try out at home. See how long your bubbles last on a hot day compared to a cold day.
Why?
On a hot day, a puddle of water on the ground will evaporate and disappear as the sun heats it up. But on colder days, water evaporates much more slowly, so bubbles can float around for longer before they pop.
Let's try it! Fact 3!
Do bubbles happen in nature?
Good question, Esther. And the answer is yes, they do. Have you gone swimming at the beach and noticed how bubbly the surf is?
Oh, yeah!
Well, here's a cool fact for you. The noise of waves is caused by lots of tiny bubbles.
What do you mean?
Well, when a wave crashes onto the shore, most of that sound is bubbles popping underwater at the edge of the wave. The movement and breaking of these bubbles cause strong underwater sounds.
What about the bubbles in bubble tea?
The bubbles in bubble tea are totally different because they're solid. They're often called pearls or boba, and they're made from tapioca, which comes from the cassava root. And you can eat them. But here's a tip. Don't eat soap bubbles. They don't taste as nice.
What about the bubbles in bubble gum?
Also totally different to the bubbles we've been talking about. When you chew gum, you soften it. And once all the sugary flavour is gone, you've got the perfect gum for bubble blowing. This is how you do it. Flatten the gum against the back of your teeth and gently poke your tongue through it and then blow air into it. The air fills and stretches the gum and you can try to close the end with your lips before it pops in your face.
Fact 4!
Do animals blow bubbles?
I'm so glad you asked because, yes, they do. Humpback whales sometimes work together in a group and swim in a kind of spiral shape that gets smaller in the middle. As they swim, they blow bubbles that float up to the surface, creating a kind of bubble net.
Why?
Well, they're trying to catch their lunch, and the bubbles help them herd fish or krill towards the surface.
Wow!
Yeah, it looks really cool. Ask your grown-up to help you look it up on the internet.
Okay!
But it's not just humpback whales that use bubbles. Echidnas blow bubbles to keep cool.
Wait, what?
Uh-huh. In fact, they blow snot bubbles.
Ew!
But how does that help them?
Well, echidnas can't sweat, and they're covered in spines. To cool down, they've been known to take a dip at the beach, in a river, or a bird bath. But they have a cool superpower, which is to blow snot bubbles that break over the end of their beak. As the water in the snot evaporates, it takes away the heat and makes the beak almost 10 degrees cooler than other parts of the echidna's body.
That's amazing!
It really is amazing. And because a lot of blood travels through its nose before circulating through the rest of its body, that helps to cool off the whole echidna. Here's another Aussie creature that also uses bubbles. The funnel web spider is one of two deadly spiders in Australia. They're black, furry, and sometimes they fall into swimming pools and sink to the bottom. They can't swim, but they can survive for a few hours because they can trap a small bubble of air around their tummies, which helps them to breathe. So, if you ever see a big black furry spider at the bottom of a pool, do not pick it up. Make sure you tell a grown-up straight away.
Okay, May. Fact 5.
Are there bubbles in space?
Yes and no. In outer space, there's hardly any air, and it's very cold, so water freezes instantly. That's why astronauts have to wear spacesuits, and it's also the reason why a bubble wouldn't form or survive in outer space. Inside a spacecraft or a space station, however, there's very little gravity, so everything floats around.
It looks really fun!
It does! Remember how we talked about surface tension before? Well, a droplet of water will float around as a perfect sphere because the surface tension of water will pull it into that shape. The water would look like a liquid bubble, but with no air inside. Astronauts sometimes do science demonstrations for the public over video link to show how liquids behave in low gravity. You could watch some of these videos online. You can also blow a normal bubble in a space station, and it would look much the same, but it would last a lot longer because unlike on Earth, gravity isn't pulling water in the bubble film down, which usually makes it thinner on top and more easily popped. Scientists are also working on using teeny tiny bubbles to help medicines get to where they need to be in the human body. Then they use ultrasound to burst the bubble to release the medicine.
Wow!
So next time you're playing with bubbles, think about all the amazing ways people and animals use them.
Try this at home!
Would you like to learn how to make excellent bubbles at home?
Yes!
All right. First, you'll need to ask your grown-up if it's okay and for help getting the ingredients. And you'll need to do this experiment outside, okay?
Okay, we will!
You'll need 1 cup of dishwashing liquid, 6 cups of water inside a clean container that's got a lid, 1/4 cup of light corn syrup, or you can use glycerin. Pour the dish soap into the water and stir it around gently. Not too hard or fast, as we don't want bubbles to form just yet. Next, put the corn syrup, or glycerin if you're using it, into the mix and give that a stir. Now it's ready to use. Although some people recommend covering it and letting it sit overnight. You just need to get a bubble wand. Or you can make your own or use something you already have. Do you remember what you could use, fact detectives?
A straw.
A plastic funnel.
A pipe cleaner.
Or you could even cut out the bottom of a plastic cup.
Exactly. Have fun making some bubbles, fact detectives.
We will. Thanks, May.
It's been fun, fact detectives.
This has been another super fun episode of The Fact Detectives with me, Annika.
And me, Esther.
And big thanks to May Lu from ScienceWorks. If you love finding out the facts as much as we do,
and if you have a big topic you would like us to investigate,
then get in touch at factdetectives@kindling.com.au.
This episode of The Fact Detectives is a Kindling co-production with ScienceWorks. To find out more about the world around you, head to museumsvictoria.com.au.